Inside Out, Commentary for the August 10th, 2024 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them, for it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." Mark 7, verses 20 through 23. One of my favorite hymns is number 334 in the Seventh-day Adventist hymnal, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," by Robert Robinson, an 18th century megachurch pastor. When he was only 22 years old, he wrote, "Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love." And then at the end of the hymn, the plea, "Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above." His hymn recognizes the essential foundation of the Christian faith is in the connection between the human heart and the heart of the divine. That connection between the two goes all the way back to creation. We were not created to be an aberration, an inadvertent creature devoid of connection to anything beyond ourselves. No, we were created in the image of our Creator, Genesis 1, verse 27. Both male and female were created in the image of God. No less a connection to the divine was found in woman than in man. Today they bear no less a potential for reflecting that image than in the beginning. Like an old unused motor that has not run for decades yet responds immediately when powered up, our hearts lie ever ready to carry that image in our being. What is that image? The Apostle John tells us that God is love, 1 John 4:8. Every act of love and self-sacrifice to lift up others from pain and suffering, every comfort and every aid offered to those in need is a reminder that no matter how hardened we may have become, our hearts yearn to be loving and reflecting the image of God, as they once did. Despite that, we struggle to be loving. We too often find in the hardness of our hearts that we want to seek revenge for the evil that has hurt us. We fear further hurt. That fear makes it difficult for us to allow peace and love to take root and grow in our lives. But love is the only way to deal with that fear. The Apostle John wrote that love drives out fear, 1 John 4:18. But if we find it difficult to love as we were created to, how do we return to that image? When our vehicle does not operate properly, we often take it to a dealership connected to the company that created the vehicle to restore it to proper working order. So it is with our hearts. When we return to our Creator for the needed restoration, He will replace our malfunctioning hearts of stone with ones of flesh as we were meant to have. Ezekiel 36:26. This is not just a rebuild of the existing heart, but a swap out of the old stony organ for a strong new heart capable of pumping the compassion and grace of God's love into the world. This is no longer a heart subject to fitful embolisms of rage and revenge. Cares of this life no longer narrow the arteries, cutting off the abundant flow of love. We will still have knowledge of the hurt and pain that is in the world and has hurt us also. But we will no longer succumb to fear of that which would try to sever our connection to our Creator. As the early Christian martyrs stood faithful before those who would persecute them, we also will know that our future does not depend upon succumbing to the fears of the present, but our connection to the loving heart of God, dwelling in image in our own breasts. We are not free in this life from those who would assail us. attempting to restore the fear we have set aside. All that would seek to live in the image of God's love will be persecuted for doing so. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. While we might expect such opposition from those who have given themselves to utter degradation and licentiousness, that is often not the case. Instead, we find ourselves opposed by the very ones whom we have every right to expect should know better. Even Jesus met his greatest opposition from those leaders in the temple and the synagogues who professed to be the truly faithful. So it was then and continues to be today. This is one of the most successful strategies of the unrighteous to prevent those who long for that loving connection to their Creator from making progress along the heavenly highway toward a new life with a new heart. The Apostle Paul wrote of the dangerous deception within the church that can lead us astray. He wrote that Satan himself can appear to be an angel of light and his followers as priests of righteousness, making it hard to discern truth from the lie. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. But their ilk is discernible in this, that they invoke fear instead of love as the basis for faith. Rather than encouraging a connection to a loving God that will bring forth love in the life of the believer, they portray God as eager to inflict punishment and pain on his children. Their greatest desire is to fill the hearts of God's children with fear that they can never freely love God or any of his children. Instead, they teach others to judge all based on whether they show the proper amount of fear of God. How this must break the heart of the divine when they are successful in their malevolent work. Where fear reigns, darkness abides. Each year during the winter months, we hear of seasonal affective disorder caused by so much darkness and so little sunlight. Without supplementation of vitamin D, the resulting depression can lead to despondency and even death should the depression become clinically deep enough. This is not just thinking bad thoughts. Serotonin levels alter, resulting in physical changes to the functioning of our bodies. The fear that others would malignantly subject us to is also capable of making similar physical changes to our being. It becomes vital that we turn to God that He might restore us to what we were meant to be. To eschew fear and live in love now is to live beyond fear in present faith in the throbbing heartbeat of that love connection to our Creator. While we live in this world, we are no longer citizens driven by fear of the evil that abounds here. We are conduits of love, being poured in from a better place, a place to be the fullness of reality for all who have sought God, who is love, and open themselves to that heart change, that love. Jesus warned us that evil would become ever bolder as time progressed. But he also assured us that whoever endured, whoever kept on loving despite the tide of darkness, would be saved from the evil to come. Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13. It all comes down to a choice. We can choose to live lives of fear, ever resentful, seeking to get what we feel we rightfully deserve, even though we know whatever it is we desire is only a useful tool for others to manipulate and humiliate us. Or we can choose to live lives of love, loving even those who would do us ill. Jesus did even as he hung from the cross, as he said our Father in heaven does during Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verses 43 to 48. While religious leaders then and now encourage us to find perfection and the approval of God who would otherwise destroy us in minute and perfect obedience to a plethora of statutes designed to force us to be compliant and obedient, Jesus encouraged us to find perfection in love. Jesus said, if God demonstrates his love for us to the extent that he would die for us, then we would be drawn to him because of it. John 12, 32. It is not fear of an irate God that brings us to seek restoration of our connection to him. It is his goodness and love that draws us. Romans 2, verse 4. The memory of Eden is synonymous with everything good and pleasant. A value our hearts, hardened as they are, nonetheless yearn toward. The world teaches us that Eden is a vain hope, impossible of realization, as it seeks to obscure any idea of the possibility with an overwhelming tide of evil to overwhelm the light of love seeking to kindle in our hearts. But no matter how dark the room, the light of a single match can be seen from every point within its confines. So it is with the love of God. We only need to move toward that light. Thank you for listening to this commentary podcast. You can find hundreds more podcasts and written versions of the commentary and articles and books by the author at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. Once again, that's www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your family.